Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. Today we speak to Haggai Alon, founder and CEO of Security Matters Limited. We're going to talk about how tech is set to play a crucial part in realizing a sustainable future and what his company can do to help ensure that does become a reality. Welcome to the show. Perhaps before we do anything else, you could tell us what Security Matters Limited does.
We are a spin-off of the Israeli government. Mm-hmm. We IPO'd in Australia a bit more than a year ago. We have the capability to mark on molecular level from raw material to all of the stages of production. So what we do, we can embed markers in solid, liquid, and gas phases mm-hmm. and have the data stay within the product. Think of it like an inside DNA, a chemical barcode.
A chemical barcode, I understand that. In anything?
Anything.
In anything. So whether it's an organic product or wow, that's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Okay, so with that, and obviously that is tech, how does that play a role in sustainability?
I think what we have is what I call the hyphen between the use of virgin materials mm-hmm. and the use of recycled materials.
Okay.
Because in order to have circular economy and sustainable business economical models, you need to be able to track and trace and validate the product to its origin. So with our technology being able to mark the three phases of raw material to production, production to commercial, commercial to reuse or recycle, you get the capability to really deliver circularity. Mm-hmm. Add that to the fact we have a working blockchain platform that can unite different stakeholders on the value chain of manufacturing.
Okay. Could you give us an example from raw material on where you put your technology in that might be a little bit easier for me to relate to?
So let's talk about fashion.
Okay.
So fashion has a lot of plastic in it.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of clothes, all kinds of things we wear and use.
Mm-hmm.
So with our capability to mark the building blocks of plastic manufacturing, we are able to really have within any kind of material that a clothes is made out to be able to track the origin and to know when and how it was manufactured, and by that being giving the brands the ability to reuse their own products
mm-hmm.
and by that not dumping or incinerating or downstreaming it to other applications, but doing reuse of their own materials which are with their own quality.
Okay, so this is where recyclable, for example, you said fashion, so you embed your technology at the point where the polyester is made, for
exactly.
example. And then the apparel is cut and sold. And you're tracking it all the way to, I don't want it anymore, do I throw it away? How does that change consumer habits? Do I throw it away? Do I recycle it? Do I put it in a recycling bin? What happens to it?
What really happens mm-hmm. with our capability is that we enable the brands to reclaim their own products
right.
and use a percentage of it
mm-hmm.
to what we call equilibrium economy, which is the basic cornerstone of circularity,
right.
managing the ratio between using virgin and recycled materials
mm-hmm.
and using different materials for different new products. Because circularity is not only about sorting and recycling, it's about the ability to reuse.
Right.
And in order to reuse, you want and need to know the origin. So what we enable is actually the whole value chain
mm-hmm.
of production and commercial and retail to work hand to hand, hand with hand, together.
Right. Now, how will Security Matters Limited's efforts help overcome this obstacle that seems to still exist in, say, take fashion, for example? They make it, they sell it, someone buys it, and that someone doesn't want it anymore, and it ends up in a landfill. How does that break that particular pattern?
I think until today, or maybe in general, I do not believe in blame game. I believe in the game of hope and opportunity that technology brings. Until today, frankly, there was not a technology that enabled them to emphasize circularity.
Right.
Because nobody knew when and how and by whom it was manufactured. So what we enabled the brands, or the brands within a segment, let's say you make a cosmetic bottle, you not only want to reclaim it to your own cosmetic brand, you might have the same raw material being used in other cosmetic. So we enable by niche, by segment, companies to cooperate, because sustainability and circularity is all about cooperation, is all about having different players around the production and the retail. Different stakeholders hold hands and emphasize new business models, because everybody is going to make new money through the capability to track, trace, record on a blockchain, and by that doing better sorting and better recycling.
So when you do that, let's take that cosmetic bottle that you're talking about. It goes into a recycle bin. I can understand how with the tracking, it might make its way back to the company that filled it with makeup material and sold it. But doesn't that involve a lot of different stakeholders buying in on the recycling chain as well to make sure that that bottle gets back to the source, to the person who filled it with or will refill it with new makeup product? So how is that going? Is that a challenge? Are a lot of people buying into it? Are all the stakeholders coming together? I mean, we need to do it, but are we? Is it happening?
I can tell you that from what we see, and we're in contact with, I think, most of the big names of raw material on one hand and the brands on the other hand, that you see much and a lot of effort and motivation to do it. You see companies partnering along the value chain of production from raw material to fabric to yarn and then to the brand itself. You see cooperation. You see companies understanding that new ways of making money, cooperating together, are now opened because our technology enables to do it. So yes, in order to produce, you need a lot of stakeholders and partners. And in order to do real circularity, you need the same number as such. So it's feasible and it can happen.
Okay. Now, let's talk about Singapore. How are Security Matters Limited's efforts going to be in line with Singapore's Resource Sustainability Bill?
We believe that this bill opens opportunity for Singapore to be a regional hub of testing technology between producing of raw materials and recycling, because this kind of government program enables companies not only to be responsible, but also to use new technology. And since this governmental program is very advanced, it is advanced such as Europe, you will see more and more, and this is part of the effort that we are now doing, bringing methods and technology from Europe to Singapore. And because the efficiency of the production and commercial life, I believe that Singapore will be one of the hubs, leading hubs in Asia, of testing new technologies to do circular economy. I call it, so to speak, the bridge between the two islands.
Okay, that sounds, I mean, I think it's actually great. And I know that the Singapore government is pushing to bring in more technologies to be more sustainable, because as a small island, we need to be. The question that keeps popping in my mind is, And I think it's very heartening that the businesses and the stakeholders are coming together and they're going forward with this. How does that affect consumers like myself? What do we need to do? Do we need to change the way we do things?
I frankly believe, which is not really traditional, that when you start dealing with educating consumers, mm-hmm. you mainly have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe having the end consumer responsible for doing circular economy and recycling. I believe that the cooperation which you see in Singapore between government and private sector is the way to do circular economy and to do a sustainable way of living, because you should, you know better than me, there's also the social part of it, mm-hmm. there's also the work condition part of it, there's also the ethical part of it, and having the social, the ethical, and the recycling and the reuse of material all together, it needs to be a cooperation between government, mm-hmm. policies, infrastructure, and the brands. And again, seeing what's happening around the world, Singapore is leading in that manner.
It's interesting that you think that educating the consumer might be a problem, given the fact that a lot of us consumers now want to be more sustainable. We may not necessarily practice it all the time, but I think we're buying in as consumers as well. If you tell us to put something in a recycling bin, we're more likely to do it now than we were 10 years ago. But I think there is more to be done with getting us to be more involved and more active in doing that. Do you see that as a challenge, or are there bigger challenges in making sure that this circular economy is a vibrant and sustainable one?
In global economy, mm-hmm. I believe that the big challenges is having brands being motivated to cooperate downstream and upstream.
Right.
I think we see it naturally happening. I believe that the people sitting within the brands and the big commercial multinationals, they are also part of this world. They also live here. Mm-hmm. They also feel the issue of climate change. And that's why I think things are changing. And I think consumer awareness is important on the buying part.
Right.
And less on the part of how does it participate in real circularity and recycling.
Okay. Okay. What are the next steps for Security Matters Limited? What are your plans next that you can share with us?
So our plans are to choose circular projects both in Australia and in Singapore, having them executed during 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And the logic behind it will be that it's something that serves a segment, let's say packaging of food, packaging of cosmetics, fashion, and doing it from raw material to production to the recycling, and having involved all stakeholders doing this hand to hand.
All right. We've had a good conversation. Thank you so much, Hagai Alon, founder and CEO of Security Matters Limited, for coming in and talking to us about how tech can play a role in a sustainable future. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.